Loi mi Shabbos atam is yura. It doesn't mean you're supposed to fear the day itself, the Shabbos itself. Ela mi mi shehizer ala Shabbos. That pshita means to say you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos you have to have special covet for Hashem. Shabbos is Yom Shvisa. So the covet, the respect you give to the Yom HaShabbos is not so much to the day itself. It's not that you're respecting the day. Today is the seventh day, I'm respecting this day. The pshat is on the seventh day Hashem told you to rest. That's the way you respect Hashem, like we had before, Taisa says. The biggest respect you can give to Hashem is to be Hashem HaShabbos. So the Shmir HaShabbos is to be Misyorei Memi Shehizur Al HaShabbos. Is Af Mura Mura B'Migdash, the same thing. When the Torah says that the year you have to have respect for the base of Migdash, you should know, Loi Mi Migdash Ata Misyorei. It's not that you have to have respect from the Mokum of the base of Migdash, the building, the actual bricks, the actual binyan itself. Ela Mi Mi Shehizur Al HaMigdash. What it means to tell us is you have to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Shechinah is in that Mokum. The Shechinah is in the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, in the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give respect. But not because of the place itself, but because the Shechinah is there. That's what this passage is teaching us. Now, v'yezuhu imorim mikdash tam, what's the halacha of fearing the base of mikdash? One of the halachas, since we're talking about the pasuk already, what's this mitzvah of moira in the mikdash? That means, shalai yikones adam harabayis. A person is not allowed to walk up to the harabayis, to the haramaria where the base of mikdash is. B'makala, you can't walk there with your stick. B'manole, with your shoes. You can't walk there with your shoes, you have to take off your shoes. B'pundasa, you can't walk there with your wallet. Rashi, Pundasa Rashi says, Arniki, Shoiza by Musno. It's a wallet like a belt wallet. That you have a belt on you that has a wallet there. It's not respect to walk into the Beis HaMikdash with it. You can't walk in with your belt wallet. Over Avik Shagabi Ragla. Even if you take off your shoes, you have to make sure you have no dust on your feet. That's not called covered. Walk into the Beis HaMikdash with dust on your feet. Vlo Yasena Kapandriya. And you can't make it a shortcut. Rashi says, Lekatzer Hiluchay, Shalahakif, in order not to go around the street, you want to walk through the Beis HaMikdash. V'yekonas v'pesach zeh, v'yetzeh mishikonegdoi. V'loy l'shem avoyde, you're not going in to do avoyde in the Beis HaMikdash, el alasat shrochav. Stan, you want to go through for your own purpose, you're not allowed to go through the Beis HaMikdash to make it into a shortcut. Or rekiko mikal v'choyma. And there's the kal v'choyma that you're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash, that's for sure now. Rashi says in the forest for brachas, the parak the person says Rashi in the forest for brachas, the word, v'chi ein lovoi el shar hamelech belavusak, shein amoyis, that the seventh Moshe says it's not nice to go to the king wearing sacks. Because when you go to the king, you have to wear be respectful. It's kal v'chay melorek. That's meis, that's disgusting. So mazuch, you can't go, not look, not dress nice. For sure, you can't do things like spitting. So kavachoyim, you can't spit in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, v'yein liyele bismans the Beis HaMikdash kayim. Maybe only, this is going to be the chish of al-drasha. Maybe only when the Beis HaMikdash is there. In other words, maybe it's only respect you have to give to the binyan, to the actual building, the actual walls. When you have the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give this respect to it. How do we know the Bizman is there? We have no Binyan Beis HaMikdash. How do you know when you go to the Mokum that you have to have this respect also? Talmud Leima, this is the drush of Mal Pasid. That it says, Eshav Soy Seti Shmeru, U Mikdashi Tiro, that Ma Shmira Mura B'Shabbis Liyelam. Yeshmira Shabbos means Leilam, like we said before. You have to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Af Moira Amura B'Migdash Leilam. Who are then the respect you have to give to the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash goes Leilam. Because it's not a din in the binyan itself, it's a din in the Shechina. That the Shechina is there, and who are then the Shechina is there, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or not a Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mokum, the Shechina is there. So since Hashem is in that Mokum, you have to give respect to Hashem. So the kitzur, we're still by Kasha. We're still back to the original question that we have no mukkah, no svara to say that an Efe could be Doicha Loises HaShesh Bekoris. So back to the original question, if so, why do we need a pasuk by Yibum? That you can't be Miyavim your own daughter, Pshita you can't. Since there's a Chayef Koris involved, Pshita there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Tomorrow says no. Let's learn the nouns from Havorah. Of making a fire, burning something on Shabbos. Titania learned like this. The Torah Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel learned like this. The Pasuk says an extra Pasuk, Leisavaru Eish Bechol Mosh Vaseichem B'yayim HaShabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make fire. You're not allowed to burn wood on Shabbos. Leisavaru Eish, don't burn fire on Shabbos. Now, my tamaloyna, the question is, what does the Pasuk have to say it for? For the Gemara, my tamaloyna, what does the Pasuk say it for? It's a machlekes. Ila Rabbi Yosi l'lav. A Rabbi Yosi shita is that really this should have been one of the Lamates Melochis. Why did the Pasuk have to speak it out specially to tell us it's only a lav and not a chiv chorus? That's Rabbi Yosi shita. If you burn something on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not chayiv misa. It's not one of the Lamates Melochis. There's a special pasuk leisavaru esh b'chol mashrasechem to teach us that burning something in fire on Shabbos is only a lav. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. Either Rabbi Nosson says no. Avad, if you burn something on Shabbos, yichayev misa. So why does the Torah have to say specially here leisavaru esh lechalik? Come to teach us that each one separately. In other words, there's a havamina. Maybe you only chayev misa if you do all lamates melachos on Shabbos. If you do all the malachis, then you chayiv misa. But maybe if you only do one malachi, not chayiv misa, k'mashmon loisavar oesh, l'chalek, teach us this malacha by itself. That means just like this malacha by itself, you get misa, who are then any one of the lamates malachis, any one separately you chayiv. That's the machlekes from Yesi and Rabbi Nosson. Titania, like we learned the Farish, havor l'lav yotzis, divrei Rabbi Yesi. The Yosef says, why did the Torah say specially leisavaru esh to teach us there's only a lav involved and not misa? If you burn something in fire on Shabbos, yoni chayiv a lav, not misa. Rabbi Nosson loy melechalik, no, avad, it's one of the lamates melachis, and you get misa for it. So why did the Torah say it by itself? To tell us lechalik that just like this by itself you get misa, who other than any other one of the melachis by itself you get misa? That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, not tamalaymam, for like fanem aloy sasako malacha. The Torah says not to do any malacha. So why does it say another time, loy samaru esh? So Rabbi Yosi says, alav yotasa. Loyma shein chayovim alea koris oskila, el alav bialma. Lechalek, Rabbi Nosson says, lechalek, that means, shaloy toimi, should not say, ein achayim skila, at shiachal ol Shabbos b'chom malachis. Maybe you only chayim skila if you do all lamates malachis. Lekach yotasa havorah, min achlau, therefore the Torah says, especially by itself, Havoro, Lechalik, that Ma Havorim Yuchedishiyav Malocha, Vechayav Oleskil, Akoros Oskilo, Bifnei Atzmo, Avkol Shuav Malocha, Yechayiv separately. So the Kitzur, we know what this Pasuk Leisavarish is doing. It's a Chiddush either that it's only allowed, or else Lechalik. Now, V'yomar Rova, Sulchur, what's Pshah in the first Graisa? That the first Graisa said, what did it need the Pasuk for? First Graisa said, Matamaloyna. Like, what is it doing here? So, what was Shver? What was the kasha on the first Brisa? What Shver to you? So, Moshe was like this. Omar Rova, Tono Moshevas Kokashale. It was bothering the time of the last word of the Pasuk. What does he have to say? Like, Savar Oesh Bechol Moshevasechim. What's the Chiddush in Bechol Moshevasechim? That means any place you live. Pshita. For the Gemara, Moshevas Matamaloyna. What does it say the word Moshevas? Michti. Let's see. Shabbos Chayvas Agufi. The Issa Shabbos. It's chayvus aguf means it's din in you. You have to be a shomer Shabbos. It don't make enough communion if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in India, in China. You have to be a shomer Shabbos. The chayvus aguf neges bein boras bein mechutz loritz. A chiyah that's chal upon your guf, you, there's no difference where you are in the world. Just like tzitzis. No matter where you are in the world, you have to wear tzitzis. Mitzvahs that are toli ba'oritz. L'moshul Truma and Meiser and Bikurim, those are mitzvahs that grow out of the ground, Peres that grow out of the ground. So there it's a din. You're only Mechuyev and Truma in Peres that grow out of Eretz Yisrael. That's called Chayvus HaKarka. Karka depends which land. Eretz Yisrael is a special land. But if the mitzvah is told in your goof, in you, it don't make enough communion where you are. So why does the Pasuk have to speak out that you shouldn't do this Melacha, B'chol Moshevasechem, wherever you live? Pshita, the law applies to wherever you live. There's no hava mina should only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not in China. Wherever you live, avad there's a law on Shabbos. So why does the Pesach have to say Moshe Pesachim? That's what Shvet to the first Brisa. Hey, it's my Shabbos, the Kosmach Mona B'Shabbos Lomeli. So Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Oma Talmud Echad. The name of Rabbi Shmuel, one Talmud said, Lefri Shenema, because the Pesach says like this. V'chi yiyeh v'ish chet mishpat novis. Fumas. If a Jew did an Aveira that is chayiv misa for it. Chvei, somebody was in Mechal Shabbos. Somebody killed somebody else. So Desdin Paskinois, that person did the Aveira that is chayiv misa for. And the Pesach says, what for humas? There's a mitzvah now in Desdin to kill that person. So Shermayani, from this Pesach alone, I would hear, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. There's no difference to kill him on Shabbos or on Chol. There's a mitzvah. Let's say Desdin made the Psak Din on Friday afternoon. They finished Friday afternoon that this person is Chayiv Misa. So I would think now, Friday night and Shabbos, stop killing him. There's a mitzvah sesa to kill him. You're allowed to kill him even on Shabbos. If so, Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mois Yumas, either the Pesach that says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Pesach says if you're Mechal Shabbos, we'll kill you. So the Chura, by killing somebody on Shabbos, that's a Chil Shabbos. That's the Tilos Neshama. You're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So maybe the svar is now, Bezdin should not be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Because if they kill somebody, they're being a Mechal Shabbos. So Mar says, no, I tell you that's Bishar Melochis, Chutzvim, Mr. Bezdin. That Mechalel must you must talk about other mitzvahs. I mean other Melochis. That there's no mitzvah to do that Melochah. But maybe the mitzvah of Bezdin to kill a person who deserves to be killed, maybe you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's one side. Oyeinu, the other svar is maybe no. Oyeinu el afilu mitzvah Bezdin. Maybe when the Pesach says, Mechaleho mais yumas, it means anybody from Mechaleho Shabbos, you're going to get killed for it, means you're not allowed to do Melochah on Shabbos. Maybe it even applies to Bezdin. That Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. If so, umani mekayim v'humas, the Pesach says a mitzvah essay for Bezdin to kill these people. If somebody has a chiyuv misa, there's a mitzvah essay to kill him. I'll tell you, b'chol v'lo b'Shabbos. Maybe it only applies on chol in the weekday, not on Shabbos. If Bezdin has to kill somebody and they just got finished on Friday, wait till after Shabbos. So we don't know what's the pshat here. Are you allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos or not? Now back, oyeinu, maybe not that way. El afilu b'Shabbos, again, maybe this first svar was right. Maybe no, here there's a mitzvah essay, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Alright, the Pesach says, Mechalel, Meshumas, that's my other Melochis. So we're stuck, we don't know what to do. Therefore, the Pesach says here, Talmud Loimar, the Pesach says, Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vasechem. You're not allowed to burn fire B'chol Mosh Vasechem. What's the Chiddush? It means even in Bezdin. Mosh Vasechem means even in Bezdin. Even Bezdin, when they want to go make Sreifa to kill somebody, they're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of this Pesach. Now how do we know it? Here it just says, B'chol Mosh Vasechem B'Shabbos. Hulahal in the Weimer, another passage that talks about Bezdin killing somebody says, Pohoyu Eilo Lochem Lochukas Mishpat L'Doroseichem B'chol Mosh Vasechem. This passage by Midrash talking about that Bezdin has the right to kill somebody. So it's saying, this Chiyav Mises, Pohoyu Eilo Lochem Lochukas Mishpat L'Doroseichem, this should be the Mishpat to kill him L'Doroseichem B'chol Mosh Vasechem. So Lashem Mosh Vasechem means in Bezdin, that Bezdin is supposed to kill him. So dash like this, Ma Moshava Samur Lahalan. The Bezdin, just like in this pasuk in by Midbar, B'chol Moshvasechem means in Bezdin, Af Moshava Samur Kan. Who are them? When the pasuk says Loi Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvasechem, the pasuk is talking about the Bezdin. That means even in Bezdin, the Yom Rachman Loi Sevaru, and the Torah says don't burn on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush in the Pesach? Loi Sevarash B'chol Mosh Vaseichem? What's the Chiddush B'chol Mosh Vaseichem? Not that you can't be a Mechal Shabbos in India, that's Pete you can't. But the Chiddush is that even if you're Bezdin now, and Bezdin has a mitzvah's essay to burn this person, he did an Aveir with Chai Yisraifa, the terrorist says on Shabbos don't do it. That's the Pesach. Loi Sevarash B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. You're not allowed to burn even in Bezdin on Shabbos. So now like this. My love doesn't this brisa go, Reb Nosni, goes according to Reb Nosson, that Reb Nosson knows what burning on Shabbos is an av melocha. I want the Torah say the extra pasuk lo yisavar resh, that's lachalek just, to teach us. Just like this melocha you get misa for, any other melocha by itself you get misa. But the melocha of burning on Shabbos is mamash an av melocha, you get yichayiv karas for it. And this, the yom lachalek yotisah. that Yom Nosan Shittur is, this lav is a regular lav that has chorus that has miso, and it only says separately to teach us the yisoid of lechalik. Now, the time of the cost of Rachmana Loisavaru, why is Bezdin not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? Why can't they burn this person on Shabbos? Because of a special posik, Loisavaru Eshmachol Mashmasechim. For lav hochi, if the Torah would have not said this extra posik of Mashmasechim, dochi, I would have thought you were allowed to kill the person on Shabbos. Now what's the Havimina? How are you allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? By killing him on Shabbos, you're doing it a lav that has chorus, that has mitzvah to it. What's the mitzvah sesei? Desmin has a mitzvah sesei to kill him. I, Esther, is not doichel oise sesheish bekoris. So from here is the swara, you see, not like that. You see, there's a swara that Esther would be doichel oise sesheish bekoris. So in swara, I would think Desmin is allowed to kill the person on Shabbos. Therefore, I need a special person to teach me you're not allowed to. So from this pasuk, we see that the svar is you are allowed to be over a loisa seshesh bekoris mishum mitzvah. So Gemara says no, you have no proof. I'll tell you loy, Rabbi Yosi, that maybe this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi shita is that what's the lav of avara? It's only a lav v'yalma. There's no chorus involved. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's very good. According to Rabbi Yosi, for them to kill somebody on Shabbos, what avera they're doing, the burning of it is only a lav. So I would have thought the lav of burning, the mitzvah says, say, is deicherit. So maybe yes, is deicherit. So that's why I need a pasuk. For the Gemara, no, that also doesn't make sense. Even if you want to say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi, but like this, when did Rabbi Yosi say that the lav of havor of burning something on Shabbos is only a lav havor great also? That's only when you start burning something. If you have a fire going and you put wood into the fire, you want to burn the wood, Rabbi Yosi says it's only allowed. There's no curse involved. So here, if Bezdin Stam wants to burn something, you would be allowed to, true. But Havara de Bezdin, Bishop Silu. But when Bezdin made Havara, you know how Bezdin killed somebody? Bezdin used to cook up Silo lead, they used to cook up hot lead, and they would pour the hot lead down the person's mouth. That's the Misa Sreifa. That's how Bezdin did Sreifa. So Chura, how does Bezdin burn? It's not just time that they have to burn the wood, but they have to have a pot burning, and they have to put the lead in the pot, and you have to cook up the lead. That's a Malach of Bishul. Bishul of Yosi wasn't matter. Bishul is an Av Malacha. Chura does not have to do it on Shabbos. What Shrem the Gemara says to us, but the Mar Shriya is better. The Mar Shriya is Natilus Nesham is the Yeraisa. Good Bezdin just burning is allowed. But what is Bezdin doing? They're killing a person. Killing is an Av Malacha. It's not like killing Shabbos. There's Nista Tilos Neshama. It's a Nista the Raisa. That's the Gemara of Avah goes to Bishul. The Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yosi, still is no good this Pasuk. Again, it's Shver. What do we need a Pasuk to tell us? That Bezdin can't burn somebody on Shabbos. Pshita they can't burn. Even if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that burning wood is only Alav. But here's the way Bezdin kills this. They have to cook up the lead. So cooking up the lead is an Nista Bishul. So you see, Bishul doesn't only apply to food. The Yisrael of Bishul is making something soft. If you have a hard piece of lead and you cook it up to soften the lead, that's also called Bishul. Bishul doesn't have to be only cooking food. The Yisrael of Bishul is you're making something hard soft. Could be the other way also. Sometimes Bishul or cooking up an egg makes a soft egg hard. It could also be Bishul. But Bishul means through cooking, you're changing something from hard to soft, soft to hard. That's the Malach of Bishul. So here that you're cooking up lead to make the lead soft to pour it down his throat, that's an Av Malachu. The Yomer Rosheshah says, Mali Bishul Psilo, Mali Bishul Samonim. What's the difference of the Malach of cooking up Samonim, cooking up the spices that they did by the Mishkan? That's an Av Malach of Bishul. Mali cooking up this lead, it's the same Av Malach. So again, we have a kasha then. L'churu, back to it, this should be a good proof then. Why does the Torah have to say Bezdin can't do it on Shabbos? L'churu, pshita, they can't do it on Shabbos. There's a loisa sheish bekoros involved. They have to cook. Bishul is an Av Malacha. So l'churu, it's a raya that without this posuk, I would have thought to say, Esay could be doicha, a loisa sheish bekoros. So in Svar, I would have thought Bezdin is allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos, even though they have to do an Av Malacha. So what? Esay could be doichrit. So maybe this should be a good teretz. From here, we should learn that all over. So Rav says, no. Omer Rav Simi Barashi. Haitana loy mishrum di yosi esei v'deichel. I say, no. Havada, there's no such havamina. That wasn't the havamina. Havada, the klal is, esei is not doichel loy sa seshi yesh bekoris. So, if so, what was the havamina that Bezdin's allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? Pshita, they can't. The havamina is because there's a kal v'chayma to say you're allowed to. Not because Esi is doichel to say. Avadim and Esi is not doichel alav sheish b'koris. But there's a kal v'chayma to say Bezdin should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's why I need the potik b'chol moshe seichem. Tell me, no, you're not allowed to. Now, what's the kal v'chayma? V'chikom. This is the kal v'chayma. This is what it means to say. El Mishum the Maisim Mikal V'Choyna. V'ochi Koma. This is what the Brayson means to say. Ma ni mekayim mechalei amos yumas b'sham melachis. Chutz v'mitzvah Bezdin. Either Torah says it can't be mechal or Shabbos. That's the other melachis. But the mitzvah's esther to Bezdin to kill somebody, he let him do on Shabbos. Ava mitzvah's Bezdin dachi Shabbos. Why? Mikal V'Choyma. It's a Kal V'Choyma you're allowed to do it. Not because esther doich alos to say, but I have a Kal V'Choyma like this. Ma avoida. Ma doch dinya that the kahanim do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. They bring the korban atomen on Shabbos. She chamura. The doicha Shabbos. It's doicha Shabbos. Avoid is doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha doichosa. Still ritzicha is doicha avoida. That if you Rashi shimhoya ritzeach koyim. If you have a koyim that killed somebody, the ritzel laver avoida. The koyim now wants to do the bring the korban. Bezdin sholchem aviyah noisalomus. Bezdin says nothing doing. Take that kohen away. Don't let him do the avoda. We have to go kill him right now. So you see what with tzichis doich avoda. Shenema, the pasuk says, the mor says shenema miyemis bechitu tikachen alamus. If a kohen did an avoda as chayv misa, even if the kohen now is by the Beis Hamikdash doing the avoda, miyemis bechitu tikachen alamus. Take him away from the Beis Hamikdash and kill him. So you see what that with tzichis doich avoda. Shabbos now shenitches b'fnei avoda. If so, Shabbos that you're allowed to do on is nitche mishem avoda that you're allowed to bring the korban atomen on Shabbos. So you want to do an avoda, avoda's kabonos, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Is ain't a din shetay ritzicha doich oisa? Isn't it for sure that ritzicha should be doich a Shabbos? Heismaduch ritzicha to kill a kain. You're allowed to do even to stop the kain from doing the avoda. So if doing the avoda you're allowed to do on Shabbos, I would think you're also allowed to kill on Shabbos. Because if the killing is more chomer than doing the avoda, and doing the avoda you're allowed to do on Shabbos, so I would have thought with a kal v'chomer you should be allowed to kill on Shabbos also. That's where Talmud Lomar, that's when in a new pasuk to say no, the chomer shasechim you're not allowed to. So the kids again, we're back to the original kasha again, we end off another shiur like this. We're still back to Rishon Makashram. There's no tzad in the world to say, yes, they should be doicha. Allah to say, sheish bekoris. So back to the kasha then, what are the apostles by Yibum? To say, you can't be miyabim, your daughter, pshiti, you can't, yes, they can't be doicha. Allah to say, sheish bekoris.